As election time rolls around, what do Christians and pro-life people need to do?
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
You find your way to the intersection of faith and the culture. This is Well Builders Live. We're talking about today's hottest topics on policy, faith, and the culture, always from a biblical, historical, and constitutional perspective. Let me say that again, a biblical, historical, and constitutional perspective. If you look from those three directions, if you will, if you'll look at what the Bible says about an issue, what history teaches us about it, and what the Constitution says about it, you're going to get to the right conclusion. We're here with David Barton. He's America's premier historian and our founder here at Wall Builders. Tim Barton's with us, national speaker and pastor and president of Wall Builders. And my name's Rick Green. I'm a former Texas legislator. Check us out at wallbuilderslive.com if you want to know more about the program, where you can hear it on stations across the country and even get in some of those archives the last few weeks of programs that you may have missed. Then go to wallbuilders.com to find out more about the ministry as a whole. You can actually get all kinds of great materials there at wallbuilders.com that will help equip and inspire you and your family to do your part to preserve our constitutional republic. Later in the program, Father Frank Pavone will be with us from Priest for Life. They got a great new video out, and we have links to that video as well. David, Tim, he's going to be talking about some of the pro-life, I mean, I don't even think we could do in our short 30-minute program, all of the pro-life victories that have happened in the last, 20 months now of the Trump administration, but they highlight some of the most important ones, so we're going to talk about them today.
Actually, it's been 22 months now, Rick.
So it has. You're right. Yep. Wow.
There's been a lot of good happen. And, you know, he is certainly one of the most pro-life presidents we've had. There's no question that Ronald Reagan was. I mean, Ronald Reagan actually wrote a book against abortion while he was president. So his book against abortion is a great book to read. It is well done. It is very tasteful, very optimistic.
And remember, that was a change even from when he was the governor of California. He actually changed positions a little bit, and he was very pro-life. He was a guy who believed in the exception of, you know, maybe if there was a rape or something that happened, which is less than 1% of the people that go to have abortions claim that that's the situation that led them to the abortion. But he definitely, one of the things, even about his life in general, when he went to become president, faith became much more significant, and even some of his position that he had held in earlier political life seemed to certainly change as he got to be the president.
So he was a great pro-life president. George W. Bush was a great pro-life president. I think under George W. Bush, there were five major federal laws that he signed. Cheryl and I got to be with him when he signed two different pro-life laws were there at the signing, which was really cool to be part of those. And so he was a very pro-life president, but he didn't have the same focus on making sure judges were pro-life. He did some good things in cabinet-level departments to move some pro-life bureaucracy in the right direction. But I would say that no one has come close to what Donald Trump has done in being overtly pro-life. Then the other presidents were, Reagan was, and Bush 43 was. But what has happened under Trump is he has made a dedicated, concerted effort to make sure the judges that go in the courts are pro-life. The justices we put on the U.S. Supreme Court, two of them, that they are pro-life. He's made dedicated, concerted efforts to make sure that the deep state starts becoming pro-life, what he's done inside the cabinet-level departments, creating entire departments that are there just to protect pro-life type of principles and the rights of conscience related to pro-life, as he's done in HHS. I mean, the depth of what he's done in helping drive the pro-life culture down into the deep state is significant. What he's doing at the UN, what he's doing with funding and defunding Planned Parenthood, not able to get it done on the federal level, but what he's been able to do to help get it done at the state level and elsewhere, is really significant what this president has done in helping move the pro-life values forward into public policy.
Well, Father Frank Pavone from Priest for Life put together a video highlighting the top 10 pro-life victories during the Trump administration. And of course, part of the message here is if you want to continue that pro-life record, if you want to continue to get judges that are pro-life, if you want to continue to get policy that is pro-life, then you better be showing up to vote in the election this year, because that determines who the Senate is that approves those judicial appointments. It determines what Congress does. So make sure that you're voting. And part of the reason is to continue those pro-life policies. Father Frank Pavone will be with us later in the program to talk about that video and those top 10. We'll be right back with David and Tim Barton here on Wall Builders Live.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Often today, it seems that the federal government has become too intrusive into local matters, and federal micromanagement has now unfortunately become the norm in education, law enforcement, religious expressions, and even on what is and is not moral. Strikingly, the Founding Fathers had intended that the federal government never intrude into any of these issues. As Thomas Jefferson explained, taking from the states the moral rule of their citizens and subordinating it to the federal government would break up the foundations of the Union. I believe the states can best govern our home concerns and the federal government our foreign ones. According to Thomas Jefferson, the original plan was for the federal government to direct foreign affairs, but for the states and local communities to direct the domestic and the moral ones.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.
We're back on Wall Builders Live. Thanks for staying with us. Father Frank Pavone will be joining us later in the program to talk about Priest for Life, new video that's out, top 10 pro-life achievements of the Trump administration. David, Tim, what are your guesses on what the top 10 are?
I'm going to put Supreme Court justices as part of the top 10. I would think that would be a big deal.
Yeah, I would say so. That's two, right? So you got two. Would that be two of the top 10, or you just throw them into one?
I think that's probably one.
Okay, all right. So Supreme Court justices.
One.
Yeah, then you got all the other justices, too.
Yeah. You have 84 judges that have been confirmed, and I don't know that every one of them is pro-life, but I'll guarantee a higher percentage of them is pro-life than we've had in any administration in my lifetime. So I think that judges probably is one of them. Tim, yeah. You got another one?
I'm struggling because judges would have been the number one thing I chose, recognizing that there are people there, you know, whether it be from the Supreme Court all the way down. That's from the Trump administration. Oh, now, you know what, let me back up, because some of the people he's put in cabinet-level positions certainly have been very pro-life. Some of the things we've done, even with other nations, tied to their funding, being maybe life and religious liberty things, but those two things have maybe gone together some, so life being part of it. But no, at this point, I'm just kind of guessing, because judges are the things that I've noticed the most, but I'm not real sure. And, of course, that's why we love having someone on who tracks and measures these things, and Father Frank has done a great job for years tracking this issue. But no, apart from judges, that would be my primary thought.
Well, I would guess also that what they've done in HHS, and HHS is where all the Obamacare kind of stuff came from, and that's where they were requiring the Little Sisters of the Poor to have abortion coverage, and that's where they were going after the Christian colleges, and, you know, Everett Piper with Oklahoma Wesleyan had to sue the government, and so all those lawsuits are coming against HHS, and so the fact that they have created in HHS an entire department just to protect religious liberties over the abortion issue, I would say that's probably a big thing that would be on the list, would be my guess. I remember also that they came out with a official position that for purposes of law, the federal government defines life as beginning at conception. I thought that was massive to have that statement made by the federal government, which affects what happens in courts and elsewhere. So, I can think of a few things, you know, 10. It's going to be interesting to see what Father Frank came up with, because there's more than 10 things for sure, but some of them might be a little more obscure than others. So I'm kind of with you, Tim. I'm kind of curious as to what's there. And by the way, Father Frank would know. I mean, he is the guy that for years he's been specifically designated within the Catholic Church to keep the pro-life issue out there. And so he has access to every diocese in the United States, every parish in the United States. What those guys have done in keeping up with pro-life issues, keeping the church involved and informed, and helping them get out to vote on life issues. Frank has just been a wonderful leader in the pro-life movement and just been a great ally for years. And, you know, as Protestants and Catholics, we've linked arms on so many issues together. He's a great friend, a great brother, and just does a great job on this issue.
Father Frank Pavone, our special guest. Stay with us. You're listening to Wall Builders Live.
Hey guys, what are you doing January 28th through February 7th? If you said you don't know, let me give you an idea. We are going to Israel. My dad, David Barton, Tim Barton, our families are going, and we would love for you to go with us. We are going to the Holy Land. If you've never been to Israel, this is something as a Christian that will make you forever read your Bible differently, to see where Jesus walked, where he lived, where he did miracles, where so much of the Bible took place. If you've ever read the Bible and you've given it a mental picture, the mental picture will not do justice of what happens when you're actually on the ground. If you've ever thought about the story of David and Goliath and you've envisioned what it looks like, we're going to go to the actual field where it took place. There are so many things that you will see that literally makes the Bible come to life. In fact, that's the name of the tour group we're going with, is The Bible Comes to Life. Go to cmjacksboro.com. You can click on the link. It has an Israel itinerary, all kinds of details. Hope to see you on this trip this coming year.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here on Wall Builders Live. Father Frank Pavone back with us from Priest for Life. Always good to have you, Father. Thanks for your time.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, really enjoyed the video you guys just put out on the accomplishments of President Trump in the Life Movement. I mean, a lot of people got out and voted for President Trump 2 years ago, specifically for the life issue, but not knowing for sure where he was going to be. We just knew how pro-abortion Hillary was, and yet 2 years later, the payoff has been tremendous.
Well, Rick, and that's what we wanted to emphasize, that there has been tremendous payoff. All the sacrifice, the risk, you might say, the effort, the pushback a lot of people got for supporting President Trump 2 years ago, it really has all paid off. And we want people to know that, because those Trump voters need to come back to the polls now, so that what they elected the president to do can actually continue to get done in the next 2 years. That's the importance of this midterm election.
Well, the video, you highlight so many different things that honestly just haven't been covered much. I mean, a lot of these accomplishments for the life movement, so many lives saved and so much funding taken away from the pro-abortion movement that is really kind of behind the scenes sometimes, because a lot of it is agency implemented, or some of the accomplishments you mentioned were international. So a lot of this people haven't heard of. Could you just run down the laundry list of what you think some of those most important pro-life accomplishments have been?
Yes, and that's absolutely right. They don't always get the headlines, and you know, the workings of the government can be fairly complex, so it's not easy. What we tried in this video to do is get it down into soundbite size. For example, you mentioned funding, and sometimes people think about funding the abortion industry or Planned Parenthood as just like one faucet that you turn on or off. The reality is there are many different faucets, and they're controlled in many different ways. So, for example, what President Trump has done is he's given the states new freedom, new authority to divert funding away from Planned Parenthood, both through Title X and also through Medicaid. Then the international abortion industry, whereas previous pro-life presidents deprived them of about $500 million because this was family planning money that was going to agencies that perform or promote abortion in other countries. What President Trump did was he expanded it to cover all government global health care spending. So therefore, not just $500 million, but $8.8 billion are now taken away from the abortion industry overseas.
Now, and that's, even, now that's, Father Frank, I got to stop you on that one, because I got to do the math in my head on that. So you said even former presidents who were pro-life, so obviously pro-abortion presidents like Obama were spending as much of that money as possible supporting abortion around the world. Even pro-life presidents in the past, when they took that money away and didn't spend money on abortion around the world, it was usually about $500 million, $500 million. And what President Trump has done is, if my math's right, 16, 17 times that amount.
Yes, exactly. Now some of these actions, like for example, again, also the Department of HHS has been a fantastic place for pro-life progress. He put a new office in that. In that particular division of the federal government, whereby the doctors and nurses, for example, who are feeling forced to participate in abortions, the law protects their conscience. They don't have to participate, but this office will take complaints when pressure is being applied and will act on it, will actually protect these people. And then also in the HHS, he actually had them put in their strategy memo that, you know, you talk about health and human services. Well, which humans are we serving? It made clear humans means a human life starting at fertilization. And so, like, little things like this are actually big things. They wouldn't happen unless he were in office.
So, sorry, I gotta zero in again on that first one from HHS. So that's a complete reversal, right? Because
in the Obama administration, they were going after. They were actually saying to doctors and pharmacists and others, you know, if this violates your conscience, too bad. You're in the public sector. You're a doctor, or whatever excuse they gave. You're going to participate in something that violates your conscience. So they were Go ahead.
Yeah, because Obama and the Democrats, they have a rigorous, dogmatic allegiance to the abortion industry. And, you know, never mind religious beliefs. Remember when Hillary Clinton said something about, oh, we have to change our deeply held religious beliefs. They have absolutely no regard for where most Americans are at, which is, hey, I should be able to live my life as an American according to my faith and not participate in immoral activities.
Yeah, so that flipped. That's a complete reversal where they were forcing people to violate their conscience. Now Trump's administration, through Health and Human Services, now has this particular division in there where these attorneys are out there to defend your religious conscience and defend you from having to violate your beliefs.
Well, that's right. And the other thing along those same lines, you know, we entered into this first Trump administration having a lawsuit against the Department of HHS. Together with many other groups, Priests for Life had the federal lawsuit against this mandate that was telling us we had to include abortion in our health insurance plans. And, you know, it all went all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, you know, you guys are right, but work it out with the administration. The Obama administration refused to understand our objections. But then when President Trump came in, then we had a friend sitting at the other side of the table, and that thing got fixed real fast. And so
great.
Now that mandate is no longer requiring us to do anything objectionable. I mean, there's so much progress. And, you know, our point here is this, that much of this progress does depend on the president having a supportive Congress. Some things are under his executive power to do alone, and he has done those. But now we've got to give him a strong Congress in this current election so that he can continue. There's much more progress to be made where this came from, you know, especially taking away all the rest of the funding from Planned Parenthood. That measure has not quite made it through Congress yet because we don't have enough of a majority. We need more of a majority of pro-life Republican members.
So the pro-life accomplishments that Trump has made as president, he's not on the ballot, obviously, but those congressional members, those members of the House and the members of the Senate that would be pro-life and that would support that pro-life agenda that he and Vice President Pence would be pushing through, that is on the ballot. And so even people sometimes that only came out, you know, or only tend to vote in presidential elections, if they like the direction of where we're going on these pro-life issues, they need to show up this year in the midterm elections. Early voting is happening right now, and make sure you show up to vote now and or on election day, because that's what's going to equip President Trump to continue to accomplish these pro-life things.
That's right. And otherwise, they should think about it this way. Their vote from 2 years ago will be half wasted. And I say half because these next 2 years, the president could be sitting in the White House, pen in hand, ready to defund Planned Parenthood, ready to protect babies in the womb from late-term abortions, ready to do all kinds of things, but unable to use that pen because the Congress can't put a bill on his desk. Democrats take over, there's not going to be any pro-life bills coming to his desk. So those Trump voters and everybody else, all the other voters, we need to come out and support these Republican candidates in Congress.
Okay, last thing, Father Frank, the number one. So in your video, you count down from just the top 10 down to the number one. Your number one was that he kept Hillary Clinton out of the White House. How different would the world look right now, 2 years into a Hillary Clinton presidency on the life issue?
Can you imagine? I mean, the two Supreme Court justices that President Trump has given us, President Trump and the Republican Senate, we should say, has given us. I mean, can you imagine if they were Hillary appointees?
No.
Can you imagine instead of defunding Planned Parenthood, she would have made Planned Parenthood an agency of the federal government?
No.
I mean,
doubt.
It's unbelievable what she would have done. So if President Trump had done nothing else, that's his biggest gift to the pro-life movement, is keeping Hillary out of the White House. And
huge.
And people should watch that. I hope they watch this video. As you know, it's at prolifepresident.com, prolifepresident.com. We have this short video, and it'll motivate voters, I'm confident.
All right, prolifepresident.com. We'll have an easy link today at wallbuilderslive.com so you can get there. And also, Father Frank, your website for Priest for Life.
Yes. Endabortion.us is a new domain that we have, points to our same website, but it's easier for people to remember. Endabortion.us.
Excellent. Endabortion.us. And then you can go watch the video as well. We'll have links for that. Father Frank, appreciate all your hard work. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're most welcome. Great to be with you, Rick.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with David and Tim Barton.
Hey friends, Rick Green here from Wall Builders Live. What do Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Ben Shapiro, Rick Green, Tim Barton, David Barton, what do all these folks have in common other than the fact that they're conservative commentators that defend the Constitution and educate America on the Constitution? They're all raving about Front Sight Firearms Training Institute. In fact, if you go to my website right now today at rickgreen.com, you can watch the video of Dennis Prager training at Front Sight, or Larry Elder training at Front Sight, or Tim Barton and myself training out there at Front Sight. It's an opportunity for you to learn how to defend yourself and your family, to make sure that you're ready and able to do that. It is a fantastic place to train. They train literally 30, 40,000 people a year, and they're just wonderful to work with. And you can go with us. We're headed back out. We're going to have a great time out there as the Wall Builders family. And if you're a supporter of Wall Builders, we're going to treat you. So if you're a donor of Wall Builders, you're going to be able to go to this Front Sight class for free. It normally costs $1,000. If you go to frontsight.com right now, you'll see that it's $1,000 to attend their two-day class. You're going to be able to go for free if you're a supporter of Wall Builders Live. So check out that information at rickgreen.com and join us. We are going once a month for the next 3 months, and you can pick one of those classes. But all of our previous classes have filled up, so make sure that you get online today and get signed up. Whether you've never shot before or you've shot your whole life, you will enjoy this class. You will enjoy the fellowship. We'll be training on the range during the day, and we'll be studying the Constitution at night. What a great combination. Check it out today at rickgreen.com. We're back on Wall Builders Live. Thanks for staying with us. A special thanks to Father Frank Pavone for joining us as well. Be sure to visit wallbuilderslive.com today. We'll have a link to that video that we've been talking about. Top 10 pro-life achievements of the Trump administration and why it's important to vote this November to make sure we have a Congress that will support that pro-life legislation and pro-life judges as well. David, Tim, we were guessing at what some of the top 10 would be. Did you think that would be number one? Because that really is number one if you think about it, the fact that he kept Hillary out of the White House, because the world would look very different today.
Boy, you know, isn't that the truth? You remember when Hillary was Secretary of State, one of the things she did was create the Office of Global Women's Initiatives. And as far as her worldview, what is the important thing for Global Women's Initiatives? That office was created for one purpose, and the purpose was a dual purpose. The statement of the office was they exist to promote abortion and homosexuality worldwide.
Wow.
And so at that point in time, that office was created, used federal funds through the State Department. And I talked to people in other countries who said that the State Department came in and said, look, unless you add homosexuality and abortion to your constitution, we're going to cut off all of our foreign aid to you. And so I remember they went into Kenya and told them they had to take the pro-life clauses out of their constitution. The pastors rose up and said, we're not going to. And so it was this big tit for tat. But I mean, that was the way she defined it. So if she's doing that just as Secretary of State, just in the State Department, imagine what would have happened if she had had 15 cabinet level positions to work through, not to mention all the power of the purse and everything else. She has executive orders. I mean, Trump has issued a number of pro-life executive orders reinstating Mexico City policy and the Hyde Amendment and other things. I did not think of Hillary, but that's got to be number one, because what she could have done in that office as opposed to what Trump has done, man, it's unimaginable. You would not want to think of what that would mean if you're a pro-life citizen.
And if you had 16 years in a row, I mean, let's say she had won and then she got reelected. And so you got 8 years of Obama and 8 years of her. I mean, the entire judiciary at that point is pro-abortion. I mean, it would have been very hard to come back from.
Over the period of 8 years, a president usually appoints about 40% of the judiciary. So over a period of 16 years, you would have probably been looking at about 80% of the judiciary. And how much time it would take to recover that, and all the rulings that would have been handed down, thousands of rulings in that period of time that would have really made it hard for any pro-life citizen to move forward. Rights of conscience would have been set back for decades. Yeah, you're right, Rick. Just the judicial aspect of it is massive.
Well, and I mean, the fact that it made such a big difference keeping Hillary out of the White House and then having someone that did, in fact, push for, not just reluctantly sign, but push for. I mean, he and Pence have done a great job of leading on the life issue as well. I mean, that holds true for the election next week, too, right, guys? I mean, because Congress is on the cusp right now, can go either way,
And if you get the Democrats in charge, it's going to be back to a very pro-abortion Congress that won't have any pro-life legislation coming through.
Well, if you want to see a rollback to the philosophy of Obama, just stay out of this election on Tuesday and let the Senate flip over. If two Republicans get beat, then there goes the judges. And if you let the House turn over, then there goes all the stuff we did on pro-life measures and bills and funding that went through. And you'll see Planned Parenthood, you know, they'll start working to get them massive amounts of money. So this coming Tuesday, election time, man, for citizens of traditional values, citizens who are pro-life, this is the time to show up and bring all your friends with you and get to the polls and make sure this thing does not turn back in the wrong direction.
One of the best places to go for information on the elections that are coming up is ChristianVoterGuide.com. That's ChristianVoterGuide.com. We'll have a link today at WallBuildersLive.com. But you just go click on the map, click on your state. It'll pull up voter guides for you for a lot of your state elections, the federal elections, and even on some of those guides, some of the local elections. So be sure and check that out at ChristianVoterGuide.com. And whatever you do, set aside time next Tuesday to go vote. Don't be one of those people that sits back and says, oh, that was a close race in my district, or, oh, look where the nation went. I could have made a difference and I didn't. You don't want to be that guy. Be someone that actually can say, I let my voice be heard. I used the talent that God gave me. I'm not the wicked and slothful servant that buried the talent and didn't use it. This talent of freedom that he's given me, I participated with it. I worked it. I multiplied it. That can be you. Make sure you show up next Tuesday. Take your voter guide. Post it on Facebook. Be a force multiplier by increasing your vote, by getting other people to know who to vote for as well. You can do all those things so easily in just a few minutes. Go to ChristianVoterGuide.com to learn more, or visit WallBuildersLive.com today so that you can get those voter guides. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to WallBuilders Live.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.